All right, guys, welcome back to Roleplay Swan Song. I almost forgot what I was supposed to say there, so Adam, please take it away.
Are you sure you wouldn't like me to have Steven tell us what's going to happen?
Whoever.
So, welcome back to Roleplay Swan Song.
If Wheat wants to DM here, please, by all means.
All right, guys. So, welcome back to the show. No.
The Swan Song is approaching the coordinates given to you by your captive, Raul Valdez, an erstwhile member of the Oninza Libre political faction here on Oninza. The coordinates that he gives you lead to a rural area in the mountains near New Tokyo. You fly through kind of a valley, and at Raul's assistance, he sort of helps you pilot through some jagged peaks, and you see in the distance a landing platform where he instructs you to land.
I pull the swan song down gently on the landing platform.
Okay. So you land on the platform, and the platform itself actually lowers down into the mountain on one of those little elevator stairs things.
Sure.
That's fancy.
And so it's totally dark. There's just some running lights you can see outside. Your scanners detect only rock around you. And then you reach the end of the sort of little conveyor belt that the ship is on, and it opens, and you're taken into a hangar where you can see a bunch of other fairly kind of scrappy-looking ships, varying in size from the Swansong down to one-man fighters, all kind of spread out throughout this hangar in various states of repair. And there are a bunch of people around working on them, and Raul takes on obvious like excitement when you arrive. Like, you can see he's like looking forward to getting off the ship. Any tension that he had of being your captive seems to have been pushed to the back of his mind.
Damn, Raul, this looks like a nice setup you've got here. I'm impressed.
He says, this is but one of many cells fighting for liberation of the planet. You would be impressed to see us all moving together as one.
I kind of just roll my eyes when he turns around.
My eyes kind of flash to Sicarian, but if he like tries to make eye contact with me, I just look away. I'm playing eye tag.
So, Mr. Sicarian, do you have any particular political views on the situation here on Oninza?
Yeah, we're now listening to Viktor Kovac's internal monologue.
Yes, he does.
Yeah,
but nobody knows it.
Okay, all right. So maybe something that flashes through your mind at this point is the location and the numbers and some of the equipment list here. Like, you're a smart man. You can make a pretty good inventory of what's going on. It would be worth a lot of money to the right person. So you arrive, the ship is taken to, one of the repair bays, and, Raul, goes to the cargo hold to await, its opening and being.
As he's going, I kind of, I guess this would be the first time, but I ask him, I say, Raul, where do you and your people stand on blue fever?
He kind of turns and looks at you. And you can tell he's not being completely honest when he answers. He says, I don't know what you mean.
Raul, I know you know what I mean. I made my word. I'm going to deliver you to your brother safely, whether you answer yes or no, but I want to know where you and your people stand on blue fever.
Are we all hearing this convo?
What do you think, Mr. Scarian?
I would not want them to hear it, so I would have like walked ahead with him to ask him this or something like that and say it under my breath.
Okay. I think you guys are all walking sort of together. Maybe you catch that they're having a conversation, like a quick conversation, but you don't exactly know necessarily.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to like walk faster. I'm not going to do it like that. I was just wondering if I heard.
Sure, okay. So he kind of looks conflicted and then looks at you and says, before I left, there was disagreement. We do not, as you might imagine, have a lot of money to fight the government, and they have backers outside of the system feeding them credits to buy ships and guns and to hire mercenaries. So there are some among our organization who believe that we must turn to other methods of obtaining money. I believe that there is some influence of the Mandari among our people, but I personally, I do not believe in it. It may be a lucrative business, but drugs are not the way to free our people.
Raoul, in this, I agree. I used to, I too fought the royal family 10 years ago, and part of the reason you see me here and not still on Onitsa is because of Blue Fever. So I'm glad to hear what you said.
And he lights up, like he smiles and looks at you and puts one hand on your shoulder and he says, "Then I am glad to call you my comrade. Any enemy of the royal family is a friend of mine. And perhaps your voice can be the thing we need to convince those who think that dealing in these horrible drugs are the way to victory. Now, come with me. I'll introduce you to my family." And he, like, takes you to the gate as you all head out.
Space bros.
Yes. So the inside of the base, once you get out there, there's an atmosphere and everything. It's a little cold because you're up in the mountains, but you can all breathe and everything. And there's lots of people around. And you notice that it's a pretty even mix of men and women, and they're of varying ages. It's a pretty good mix of ethnicities, too. They seem the majority, if there was one, to be like Spanish, like Raul, sort of ethnically Oninsan. But yeah, big mix of people, and they're all hard at work repairing ships or loading armaments. And waiting for Raul at the bottom of the ramp is there's a woman. She's dressed in like an engineer's like flight suit. She has her hair tied back. There's a woman behind her, a man that looks a little older than Raul, dressed sort of similarly, and there's a kid. And she's maybe like 4 or 5, and she's wearing kind of like a ratty like dress. And when she sees Raul, she just, like, shouts Papa and, like, runs over to, like, hug him. And he, like, picks her up. And he starts talking to the other people in Spanish. And it seems like you guys, for a moment, are sort of, you disappear. It's like you're not even there.
I kind of just, like, clear my throat as they start. Yeah, I clear my throat. Do they make any reaction to that?
I think that the other man does. He comes up to you, and he looks kind of suspicious. Not that he's suspicious of himself, but he looks suspicious of you. And he kind of looks you up and down and looks at the ship and looks at Arian and Piani and like takes a moment to kind of take it all in. And then because you're the one that cleared your throat, Higgs, he looks at you and he says, "Thank you for bringing my brother back to me. Who are you?"
"Well, nice. My name's Mr. Higgs. You can call me Higgs. Let's just go with that. We'll just be short and simple. This one over here," and I point towards Mr. S. I was like, he's how do you say it in your language? Brothers? What is brothers in your language, sir?"
"I don't actually know it. Hermano."
"Hermanos."
"Yeah. He is El Hermano to El." Fucking this guy. I hate your. I'm sorry.
Let's just, Mr. Higgs, if you please. Thank you. My name is Mr. Sakarian. What is your name?"
He extends his hand to you.
I shake
it. Says, "I am Commander Pedro Valdez."
"Mr. Valdez, or so. Commander Valdez, my pardon. We are returning your brother to you. I wish he was under better circumstances, but unfortunately, he was a part of a pirate group that tried to take our ship and our lives, and they failed to do this, but I swore to return your brother to his family alive if he could help us in repairing our ship and perhaps equip us for the journey ahead. As you understand, space is a very dangerous place."
He says, "Repair your ship, yes, we can do this. This much Raul told me. Now, we do not have much equipment to spare, but perhaps there is something we can give you in exchange for my brother's life. I appreciate you bringing him here to us."
"The repairs is very generous of you, and if you have gear to spare, then of course. And please understand, I'm actually sympathetic to your cause, so anything that would take away from your resources, I don't think we're interested in. I would rather form a good contact with you for future discussions, perhaps, as opposed to leave you bone dry. But if you could spare equipment, money, or anything, we of course could use it, as we are in a similar situation as you."
He shouts to a deckhand in Spanish and tells him, basically, like, he points at the ship and says, like, "Get some people on this, put it at the top of the queue." And, yeah, they come over and start getting to work repairing the hull, taking off some of the damaged plates and going to work. Raul finally manages to free himself from his wife and his daughter's embrace and comes back to the group and says to you, "Thank you. Thank you so much for your mercy. I know now that the High Beam Fleet is not a good place for me to be, and that here on Onince is where I belong. Again, my life, I owe you more than I can say, and I am sorry for any harm you may have incurred. Please, you are my guest here. I am going to go with my wife and spend some time with my family, but Pedro will take care of you. Consider this base your home for as long as you need it.
Well, we're actually in a hurry, so the faster you can fix this ship up, the better, if that's quite all right.
Okay, so it's going to take 2 days. You don't have to pay anything. They're going to repair the Swansong up to tip-top shape. They'll top you up on fuel and life support, all that jazz, so you're leaving the system or leaving the planet fully ready to go. Nice. They can't really give you any weapons or anything because they need those to fight their Imperial enemies. So during those 2 days, what are you guys going to do? They give you a place to stay in the compound, and they invite you to eat with them and stuff, and you can kind of learn about
what's going on. I need some patching up. I don't know how healing works in this game. Like, I took 4 damage, but that was 4 days ago.
If you need doctors, Higgs, you and Sicarian both have time to do that. You'll recover twice your level plus the tech medical skill of the person attending to you.
Oh, okay.
So if you spend 2 days, it's basically twice your level plus one. So, yeah, 2 times your level plus one.
We're level one, so that's 2 3, times. Right?
Yeah. So you get 6 hit points back, both of you.
I pull on a big rubber glove and I say, well, who's next? Do I need to roll anything for helping these guys recover?
I was going to say, they have better doctors than you are. So unless you insist.
Yeah, as soon as Victor puts on the medical glove, I like run screaming for the medical ward of this facility.
Now, I think I would actually be very interested in the fact that they have better doctors here than I am. And I'd probably like to go and maybe like observe some of their procedures and, you know, the kind of care that they can offer and maybe like read through some of their, medical manuals, which I suppose are not either in English or ancient Shindalian, so I'm kind of SOL.
Well, remember, English is the common of the universe. So if they're like university documents or whatever, they're written in English. So
yeah,
I mean you can they let you copy any medical like text files you're interested in, and they like the doctor that's tending to these guys like will show you like this is what I'm doing, like I'm using this stuff to prevent infection, and this is how these techniques are, and yeah, they're university graduate like medical doctors. They have degrees in this stuff, and they're good at it. So Sicarian and Higgs, you guys want to spend those 2 days just recovering so you can both get your 6 hit points?
Sounds good.
Okay. Piani and Victor, you're gonna hang out there. Piani, what are you doing while everybody else is in med bay learning and getting better?
I guess Piana is going to maybe talk with some of these people, and actually, I'm curious to maybe see if we can't just
what do you mean
get one
these
of these
people.
Maybe we can have some of these folks come with us for the salvage operation.
Oh, look at you and you're thinking ahead.
God damn it, Piani.
So you end up talking with an engineer. He's like a captain in their infantry, but he's in charge of like vehicle maintenance and stuff. And you know you start the conversation like he's just kind of teasing you about like how lucky you are to be alive and how the Swan Song was like cheese, like Swiss cheese when it arrived. But you know he'll take care of you. And then maybe he asks what you guys were up to and why you're out in this part of space.
You know,
you guys share a drink.
Actually, I want to share the scans of the ship that I have with him to figure out the best way to go about salvaging.
Okay. Let me roll his tech astronautics skill. Okay. So yeah, his equipment, it's shielded, right? He shows it to you. He says, you know, this equipment, it's not very good. We scavenged it mostly from other pieces, from a ship that we had. The radiation is too strong on these readings. Perhaps if we had a team on the deck of the ship. But if you can gather in-person readings, if you take a scanner on board, let us know. Send it back to the system. I'll give you an encrypted channel you can communicate on. Perhaps I can give you some assistance. We have a team here that's skilled at scavenging. So if, I mean, a ship that big, he kind of says your crew is what, four people? You're going to need at least 20 people to scavenge a ship that big. So when you need those people, You come to me. I'll help you out.
I sort of motion to Piani, as I'm sort of like on the periphery of this conversation, I guess, and I sort of motion to her. I say, Piani, if a ship this big is going to take 20 people, like, would my knowledge of astronautics let me verify, like, what they're saying?
Yeah, I mean, you'd have to get better scanner readings or, like, get eyes on, like, get on the ship and do an internal diagnostic, right? Because the computer, if you can get it up and running, will be able to tell you how badly damaged the ship is. And
but, like, to salvage it, it's likely that it would really actually take that many people.
To make an assessment now, like, yeah, you can eyeball it. It's going to be a big job. The actual value will be determined by a tech astronautics or tech post-tech role.
Right. So. Well, I just, you know, I wave her over and I say, Piani, you know, this is a large chunk to bite off. I'm thinking that if we did this job on our own, we would get, you know, the core, the payout, but not a whole lot of salvage, even though we have the salvaging rights. You know, we should talk to Sicarian. If he's really into helping these guys out, we could use their help, help them benefit from the salvage. We earn a bigger cut, even though we earn a bigger take, even though we're sharing our cut with them. Everybody wins. What do you think?
Without knowing what the fuck is on the ship, it's kind of hard to say. We gotta scan it. We've got to.
We could go back, scan it. If it looks like there's enough valuables to make it worth it, then we could invite them to come help us. And then
they're only 6 hours away, and they have their own ship.
Yeah,
I'd agree.
You know, I'm really curious about Sicarian, Piani. I'm wondering if he actually thinks highly of these Onion Celebre types. I've heard some things about them, like blowing up babies. I don't know, but you know, if he vouches for them, then I'm okay with them. I think we can really all benefit from this.
Let me put you at ease. He would have fucking blown his goddamn head off if he fucking didn't trust this guy.
You know what? You've got a point. Yep, good point. All right. Yep.
Okay, so after 2 days, Sicarian, Higgs, you've recovered your hit points. You're all back on the ship or getting ready to leave. Do you want to do anything before you go?
Well, I was going to say, do me and Mr. S are in the same area, right? Just killing time.
Yeah, you guys
are
in the, you're recovering in the infirmary.
I guess I turn to him and kind of talk about what happened and I guess thank him for his, I'm just like, Mr. S, that was a fine job you did the other day on that ship. We need to definitely make sure that you see your wages go up this month, I would say.
That's quite generous of you, Mr. Higgins. I just do the job that I'm paid for, but I appreciate your words.
I do have a question for you. When I, right before that asshole Pick decided to hit me with the sand, I did see some blue teeth on the fellers down there on the ground. Did you see the same on the ship?
I did.
Yeah, I'm a little bit worried about the people here and their intentions. Have you seen anything, or do you know much about the narcotic?
Yeah, blue fever and I have a history. I even spoke with Raul about this. He's actually of the opinion that it doesn't belong in their efforts as well, but some people within the organization do want to use it as a way of making money. It's a hideously addictive drug. It's very mind-altering, obviously. It's a big part of the reason why I think they actually blew themselves up instead of surrendering. It's not to be trifled with. It's something that I will see burned to ashes before I die.
Oh, well, I was going to suggest we run that, but I guess I'll just keep that to myself now. You have a good day, Mr. Higgs.
How do you feel about big boxes?
I don't mean I'm Mr. Higgs. Mr. S, you just have a good day. And I just kind of like walk
so
away.
So frazzled. Yeah, I mean, you know, like you've got connections, and if you could level shit out with Kalia, she'd be a perfect connect for Blue Fever.
Right. Yeah, I just kind of walk away.
Did they explain to me the idea of asking the freedom fighters about helping us, or does that not get to me?
I mean, I think all that information ends up, you know, you guys have that conversation before you leave. So that you have a chance if you want to.
I'm all about that. I tell them it's a fantastic idea.
Yeah. Unless, I mean, unless like Piani or Victor, you want to keep that to yourselves. I assume you don't.
No.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So you guys are all, you're on the deck. The ship has been given the once over. And you guys, if there's anybody you want to talk to or anything you want to do before you go, you can do that.
What was
now.
The name of the commander? Or
the commander's name was Pedro. Pedro, same as his
Pedro. I just approached him brokering that deal. I explained to him that we have a salvage gig and there's more than we could ever take back. And as you know, if they were interested in partaking and helping us get the lion's share, they could be a part of that.
He seems to consider it, and then says, "It's difficult and expensive for me to get men off the planet and back, but a destroyer class ship that could be worth a lot of money. Perhaps you go there, run these scans, and send the information back to me. You have the secure channel. Tell me how much it is worth. We can make a deal, and I'll send men to help you scavenge the ship."
Very good.
Okay. All right. So yeah.
Yep.
Okay. So 6 hours of travel and you guys are back in the vicinity of the pizza party. Piani, when you get within comms range, your little ping obviously goes off because the ship's sensors detect another ship. But you get another message, another text message that just says, "Welcome back."
Okay, here we are in the ship. I'm just gonna lock us on, right?
Okay.
Thanks. And then I just wait for a reply.
Okay. The reply comes maybe 10, 15 minutes later, and it says, "You're getting closer. Are you coming aboard?"
I'm coming to see you.
Okay.
Piana, who are you? What are you talking
the only,
over there?
The only response is a colon and a sideways bracket.
Yeah.
It's a little smiley face.
Okay.
Would it be strange for him to be typing that much? Would we realize this?
She.
Sorry,
She's like kind of the computer officer, so she's always kind of
She's always just kind of typing. Okay. Yeah. Never mind.
She's a quiet typer.
Gotcha.
So I want to scan the ship, but I want to type back to the pad. Can you send me a layout of the ship?
The reply is, "The ship's layout is somewhat out of date. I'm missing some pieces."
Send over most recent plan.
The reply is okay. Another little smiley face. And you get a like a blueprint of the ship, the type of ship, the class that it is, and stuff. It's not specifically the pizza party, but it's a like a wireframe of the ship, and then there's an area kind of in the middle where the core would be that's just been like blacked out. It's like a redacted area of the blueprint.
So Piani texts back, "What are you missing?"
Core malfunction. Radiation everywhere. I haven't seen the ship from the outside. I bet it looks like hell. And then a little sad smiley.
Can you isolate the radiation?
Too dark. I can barely see.
Okay. So I'm going to scan now.
Okay, yeah, you're in pretty close proximity. Like, Victor is bringing you in to dock with the ship.
So okay. I rolled a 6.
Okay. So the radiation from the core is still it's interfering with the sensors. You can't really get a better look.
So I'm going to pass along the information, and the fucking radiation's so high, you walk on that with a vac suit or not, and your fucking face might melt off. So maybe the fucking other guys know a way that they can take care of this radiation or another way to get the core without exposing ourselves.
Are we sure that the radiation is too high for our vac suits?
Victor, like, make a medical intelligence roll.
Cool.
Your medical skill.
Oh, damn it. Not plus exclamation point. That would be a 7.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, you're within tolerances as long as you don't spend longer than 6 hours on the ship at a time, which is as much oxygen as the vac suit's going to give you anyway. Yeah, as long as you like take shifts or you don't spend more than 6 hours on the ship, you guys should be okay.
Is Raul on the ship with us? Is he the only one?
No. No, you left all the
crew. It's just us.
Just you guys. Now, Piani, do you let these guys know that you've been talking to somebody on the pizza party?
No. Okay. No.
Okay.
Well, I nominate Victor. Just look at Victor as I say that.
Well, we've got enough vac suits for everyone. It's just we have to take shifts. So maybe start off with Victor and Piani, and they can come back. And
I agree, Mr. S. You're a smart thinker there. You two have fun. Let us know what it's like.
Look, I'll have the suit on in case you need backup so that I can come in if problems arise. But this should be clear.
I'll do the same.
Yeah, sure. No problem. Piani, you ready?
No, I want,
what? Why not?
I need to think for a second and I want to use Omen.
Okay. So you want to know if getting on the ship will result in your immediate harm?
Yes.
Okay. No, you should be safe.
Yeah. Okay. I'm ready to go.
Okay.
Piano, you know, when you hesitate like that, it makes me a little bit antsy.
Yeah, your eyes roll back in your head. It's fucking real weird, Piani. You gotta
fucking
do that shit behind closed doors. We don't know what the fuck you're doing.
I see things you don't see.
I know, and I see your fucking eyes. You don't see your eyes. We're seeing shit you don't see, sir. Woman, whatever you are.
I'm just looking out for all of us.
Well, so do we have any scanning equipment that we should be bringing with us?
You should be able, if you can get the ship's internal sensors up and running, you should be able to use that to scan the inside.
Okay.
Of the ship.
Well, I feel like I feel confident I can use astronautics to do that. So, okay. Yeah.
You can certainly help Piani do it, or she can help you.
Let's go. Piani, did we happen to get a schematic of this class of ship? Do we know where we're going to look for some stuff?
It's a little out of date, but it's what I grabbed from the ship.
Okay. Yeah. So you notice that the ship is it is a destroyer class, so it's pretty big. It's between like Millennium Falcon and Star Destroyer size. Like it's not a huge capital ship or anything, but it's pretty big. It's had all its armaments removed. It seems mostly to be, you couldn't fit those on the ship anyway. They're like as big as the ship.
Yeah.
But it's a pretty sizable ship.
Do whatever you want if you put your mind to it, Adam.
it's a role playing game.
Our ship might look weird, but it'll still have a destroyer cannon on the top of it.
Like we can just open
fire the gun. It's 50 times 12.
you shoot the gun and it knocks you back into the next sector.
Moves us into a different spike level.
That's how we get around. Cannon. We just fire the cannon.
yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, you get rid of the spike drive and just have a big ass gun.
Yeah.
Ride the wake. So, yeah, it's had its guns removed, and all of the power systems seem to be navigational. They're all kind of driving towards the core. When you guys go to the docking section that's now been repaired after being torn off of the ship, and your airlock opens, and you're standing in the airlock between the outer hull of the pizza party and the outer hull of the Swan Song, and you can see there's these big, like painted black, like matte black steel doors with a big, drippy, like slice of pizza on the doors. Yeah, it's like a big cartoony, like white stencil of a piece of pizza.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, just like circles for pepperoni, and yeah, you got it. It's cut right down the middle by this sealed blast door, and there's a comm panel next to it that's just blinking red.
I as we sit like with the airlock closed behind us, waiting for these doors to open, I turn to Piani and I say, Piani. Now, I wasn't paying too close attention, but There's nobody left on this ship, right?
As far as we know, it's fucking, they're fine. The fucking radiation levels. Let's go. Open the door.
All right, okay.
Everyone fucking loves pizza.
I push the buttons.
Okay. All right. So the door, it gives you a warning. Like, are you sure? Like, dangerous radiation levels within.
Yes. God damn it.
Confirm. Click. Yes. Submit. You submit to the EULA. It opens the door.
Yeah. Exactly.
So the suits, just to give you guys an idea of the situation your character is in, the suits have, they're kind of like the suits from like Prometheus or Alien, if you've seen them, like kind of bubble, glass bubble helmets, fairly form-fitting so you can kind of move around. They're not like big astronaut suits. They have built-in lights and a built-in radio so you can communicate with each other and with the Swan Song. So Higgins and Sakarian on the
can
deck,
can we
you
always
guys,
hear their conversation?
Yes. Yeah, you can always hear what they say to each other. You can hear what they say to you. You can see a video feed on the display of anything they can see. So feel free to jump in and talk to them as they're on the ship, and then vice versa when you switch.
Okay.
So where are you heading? Like you open the doors, they slide open, and there's a long metal corridor that leads into the darkness in the ship. The ship doesn't have gravity or atmosphere. You're using the like magnetic soles of the boots of your suit to stay stuck in one direction. There's little bits of, you know, detritus floating around, pieces of panel and like wiring and stuff from damage. But where do you want to go?
Okay, we should go find the sensor arrays. I think we could start on the bridge. Sound okay, Piani?
Sounds good.
All right.
Okay.
Now we're playing D&D. God damn it.
This is the pizza party. Communicating to the Swan Song. Over. We are heading to the bridge. Over.
Okay, Victor, you're not the pizza party. You are part of the Swan Song still. All right.
We're on the fucking pizza party, you fucking asshole.
No, I get that. Look, that is not radio commit. Look, you say.
All right, hold on.
Say every time we end this conversation.
Red Squadron. We'll call ourselves Red Squadron, okay?
All right, Red Squadron, make sure you say out when you're done. Wilbur, out.
I'm down in the cargo hold in my suit waiting to be, you know, like the second team or whatever, and my head just sinks down a little bit.
Just like dunk against the end of your helmet.
Dunk.
It takes you guys about an hour to get there. You have to stop occasionally to like pry open blast doors that have gotten stuck. Can you, Victor, can you make a perception test for me, please?
Am I trained in perception? Oh, I am. Hey, check that shit out.
All right, you're a perceptive guy.
Ah, that's okay. I feel okay about
that. So, Piani, this is meant for you to notice, so you don't have to roll. I was just rolling to see if Victor also noticed. Every time you walk by a like a comm terminal, it lights up with just like a little ASCII smiley face on it, and then it goes off as you walk past. And Victor, maybe you notice it reflected in Piani's helmet, that like these screens, just like one of these screens turns on. It's like a light blue glow with a big black like smiley face on it.
Swan Song, this is Red Leader. We have.
It's Red Squadron, you jackass.
God damn it! How the hell are you
fucking over, you dipshit?
Do you know how hot it is in these damn suits? Jesus Christ, I'm sweating like a pig. This light's on in here. There's some kind of power in this ship. Piano, are you seeing this yourself?
It's just some residual communications coming across the fucking ship. Don't worry about it.
It's a little strange, Piani. Why don't you work on that door with this crowbar while I try to tap into this comms relay right here? Should be able to get this up and running in no time.
Sure, no problem.
Okay, so you want to make a computer's roll there, Victor?
Yeah, I guess. Okay. Which is bullshit for me.
Okay.
Do I add my intelligence?
Yeah.